broadcasting from the John Wills Studio at the University Hospital of Wales in Cardiff. We are Radio Glamorgan.
Oh, indeed, and welcome to GMRG. And it is with great pleasure I welcome our guest to Radio Glamorgan today. He has been rocking all over the world since 1968 with the group Status Quo. He opened Live Aid in 1985, and it's been a big year for him with a new Quo album out, an autobiography, and a brand new album. Our guest on GMRG today is the legend himself, Mr. Francis Rossi. Francis, hello.
Hello there. The legendary, huh?
Oh, indeed. Well,
let's behave, shall we? Just him's fine.
Hello, of course. Francis, it's been a big year for you. You've had a solo album, an autobiography, a tour, and now the Quo have a brand new album. I have to ask, what has been your highlight of 2019?
Probably the reaction to the new album. I think I'm quite pleased about it and quite surprised. I suppose I'm surprised at this late stage to have this kind of excitement around an album. Whether it turns into hard copy sales as it used to, I don't know. But we're obviously, being in the running, you're quite prepared to accept whatever the accolades are today, or whatever the amount of, you said, whatever amount of great sales is great sales. As much as I come from a generation where you'd sell millions of albums, and we see what this one does, but I'm very happy at the moment.
Indeed, and I have to ask, that coming to the new album, it is, of course, the first Status Quo album since 2016, and I have to ask, how is it that you've managed to keep the Quo going?
I know, but I think a lot of people expected us to stop after Rick, except me and Rick. We knew we wouldn't, which one of us went and so on. Perhaps because people have said we shouldn't, I think it's the same as when Alan and Rick and I split from Alan and John. People said we shouldn't do this and shouldn't do that and won't be as good. All they do is make you fight back. And I kind of thank them for that, because it's definitely made the band galvanise somewhat and become much more of a team and a unit. And it's kind of us against the world again, which is very good for the team spirit and gives us a lot of fight. And the young Richie Malone coming in has made the old fellas put their socks up a little and concentrate on the arrangements and the dynamics and of the music that we actually play. So thank you very much. All very good at the moment. As I said, I couldn't really be in a better place.
Of course, and with it being a better place, and of course it being a big year for you, and as well in 2020, you're going back out on tour to promote your new book, I Talk Too Much. I have to ask, what can the audience expect from seeing Francis talk about his life?
Well, they can expect a damn good sleep, really, because they can sleep while I talk. The ones we've done thus far have been very good, I think. The audience, I kind of relaxed into it somewhat. The people hear all sorts of stories of the night Rick died and the very funny bits and pieces between Rick and I and stuff that's happened over the years. I do a little bit of acoustic at the beginning and that one at the end. I think it's quite a good evening, but then again, I would say that. It's probably better that people come along and find out. But I must warn them that if they get up and walk out, there's a £60 fine for leaving the room. So we get it. We score whatever. That was a joke, young man.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, but a very good joke.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, Francis, of course, new album, I Talk Too Much, and of course, solo album. I think one other question I have to ask is, of course, with next year being 2020, and also it coincides with Coronation Street turning 60. I have to ask, will you be making a return guest appearance for the Diamond Anniversary?
That's a good question. I'd quite like that. I was very nervous and very reluctant to do it at the time, but I like that about a lot of things. And then after the event, think, oh yeah, I very much enjoyed that, and it was a great little learning curve. But I shouldn't think the car. There are some stories in the talk show about that the time we did that as well. But I very much think the cast would think, no, but I might like to do that. And whether that they'd have to approach us, I suppose. And after we've discussed this on the radio, they'll probably make sure they don't. But it might be a nice idea, sir.
Indeed, and I, of course, I love Coronation Street and I love Status Quo. And, of course, the new album Backbone, which was out on Friday and, of course, is available on download. But, Francis, first of all, thank you for taking the time to join us here on Radio Glamorgan this morning.
Before we
head off, would you do us the great honour here on Radio Glamorgan of introducing Liberty Lane for us?
Certainly. This is Francis Rossi of Status Quo saying to you, listen to our new single, Liberty Lane. Very DJ-ish, wasn't it?
Looks beautiful now.